I'll sing you a story about a big old frog who started going wrong when he's just a pollywog. He'd sit on a lily pad each and every day, not caring for his life, which was wasting all away. I should interrupt this story at this point to tell you that the frog's name was Herman. Pertinent information you'll need throughout the remainder of the narrative. And now back to our tale. Now Herman was tough, and Herman was mean, about the meanest frog that you've ever seen. He could jump like a rabbit and swim like a trout, and those who got too near were quick to find it out. 'Cause Herman was mean, and Herman had a big appetite. He was so mean that he'd even eat beautiful butterflies. Oh, I just can't stand it. Said, I brought you upright, and I taught you not to boast, and I taught you not to fight. But you've gone out and been wicked anyway. Hear what I say, you'll be sorry one day. And the really sad part of our story is that Herman laughed at his mother. He laughed at his very own mother, and he said, hey, Ma, look, I'm a big frog now. Back on even the toughest frogs. Can anyone get Herman from the course of destruction that he's chosen? Can anyone intervene? If you can, do it now. Do it now. Well, out in the river in an old leaf boat were two little crickets all afloat. They were all dressed up in suits so neat, but Herman only saw them as something to eat. Alas, I was about to rest. These two crickets might rest in peace, but as Herman drew near, one of the two crickets stood up and whacked Herman across his big old frog nose with a cinnamon toothpick he was using as an oar, and he said, sit down, frog. It's the end of the line, and we're gonna tell you a story so fine. Now don't interrupt till we're all the way through, and listen to the words which we're saying to you. Crickets were Mormon crickets, and long ago their ancestors were eaten by the seagulls in the Salt Lake Valley, and they had a testimony of the gospel. Man, did they have a testimony of the gospel, especially when there were seagulls around. Herman listened all day and into the night, and he read the Book of Mormon by the moonlight. And when he got through, he said with a shout, now I know for sure what life is all about. And then he got all sad and pensive and said, but I've been an evil frog. How can I ever be forgiven? And he prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed. Now Herman got smart, and Herman got wise, and he allowed himself to baptized by an old muskrat from a neighboring lake, who many years ago his sins he did forsake. And now quite a change has come over Herman, and all day long you can find him sitting on that same old lily pad, but now he's preaching the gospel to all the other animals who listen, and he's saying, Brigham, Brigham, Brigham.